This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia said on Saturday its forces had prevented an attempt by Ukraine to break through its line of control in the southern Ukrainian region of Kherson, where it is evacuating civilians in anticipation of a wider Ukrainian counteroffensive. The defense ministry said all attacks were repulsed, the enemy was pushed back to their initial positions, and added that Ukraine's offensive was launched towards settlements on the west side of the Dnipro River. Russian occupation authorities in Kherson told civilians on Saturday they should leave immediately because of the tense military situation. Thousands of civilians have been leaving for days across the Dnipro River, but Saturday's warning was delivered with renewed urgency. Boris Johnson arrived back in Britain on Saturday as he considers an attempt to win a second term as prime minister, only weeks after he was forced to step down, with some colleagues warning his comeback could create more political chaos. The potential candidates to replace Prime Minister Liz Truss, who dramatically quit on Thursday after only 6 weeks in power, were embarking on a frantic weekend of lobbying to secure enough nominations to enter the leadership contest before Monday's deadline. Giorgia Meloni was sworn in as Italy's first woman prime minister on Saturday alongside her cabinet team, giving the country its most right-wing government since World War II. She takes office at an especially fraught moment with Italy's debt-laden economy once again heading into recession, firms buckling under the weight of soaring energy bills, and splits within her coalition over the war in Ukraine. And the Vatican on Saturday said that it and China had renewed a secret and contested agreement on the appointment of Roman Catholic bishops. This is VOA News. China's ruling Communist Party wrapped up its twice-a-decade Congress on Saturday, cementing Xi Jinping's grip on power and revealing a new central committee. Xi is poised to clinch a third five-year leadership term as party general secretary, breaking with precedent and solidifying his place as China's most powerful ruler since Mao Zedong, the founding leader of the People's Republic. At the Congress also, Chinese former President Hu Jintao was unexpectedly escorted out of the closing ceremony. Hu is Xi Jinping's immediate predecessor, and he was seated to the left of Xi. He was led off the stage of the main auditorium of the Great Hall of the People of Beijing by two stewards. Tens of thousands of protesters in six German cities gathered on Saturday to demand a more just distribution of government funds to deal with rising energy prices and living costs, and a faster transition away from fossil fuels. Protesters marched in Berlin, Dusseldorf, Hanover, Stuttgart, Dresden, and Frankfurt am Main, holding signs bearing slogans on everything from lowering inflation to switching off nuclear power. Iran's Revolutionary Guards accused a Sunni cleric of agitating against the Islamic Republic and warned it may cost him dearly, after he said officials, including the supreme leader, were responsible for dozens killed in the city of Zahedan last month. Amnesty International has said security forces killed at least 66 people in a crackdown after Friday prayers in Zahedan in the southeast on September 30th, some of the deadliest unrest during 5 weeks of protest ignited by Mahsa Amini's death in morality police custody. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and his Japanese counterpart Fumio Kishida agreed on Saturday to strengthen security ties between the two U.S. allies amid China's push for greater influence in the Asia-Pacific region at the annual Australia-Japan Leaders Meeting held in the Western Australian capital of Perth. The two signed a security cooperation agreement updating a 2007 pact to respond to a changed regional security environment. And Syrian refugees in displacement camps are falling victim to cholera outbreak in Lebanon, already suffering from an economic meltdown that has slashed access to clean water and strained hospitals. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.